This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Speaking, I suppose that we go from sometimes the ridiculous to the sublime here on the DJV program. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing Jennifer Horn, the two J's, Jay Kirshner, and then Victoria Keelan is here with, I find people ask me all the time, ladies, why do you have three women on the program with you? And my answer varies depending on who's asking me the question. I would say to you, however, if I were to really examine why it is that I think it's important that we all gather every day together, I find that women in general, but the three of you, as I have gone around trying to find over the years, three people that I can get along with that I thought added to the conversation, and certainly I started with Jennifer, but we've had adventures, Jennifer, haven't we, with other folks over the years?
Oh, yes. And, adventures, yes, to say the least.
Yeah. But I think the fact that women, and this is not meant to be a sexist comment, but I think it's true, although some men are good at nurturing. I think I'm pretty good at nurturing, actually. But women are better at nurturing. And I think that women sometimes are better at discovery. Frankly, more curious in the main. I know that sounds like a gross generalization, but I find that that women are more, I find they're better organized and have in general, and certainly with Victoria, who's very organized, and Jennifer planning ahead with all the things she has to do every day in Jay's life that doesn't revolve around the radio world. It revolves around her husband and her son, but she's brought to us another sort of a fresh point of view, which we all need all the time. We need to always look at things differently and feel differently, I think. I think that's part of the challenge of the universe. So anyway, nurturing and discovering. I would use those words to describe the three of you as we move into something that really, really has got people on their ear. This change in guidance for people who take a daily aspirin. Do you realize what a game changer this is for millions, tens of millions of people, especially my age? People in their 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond who have been told by their doctor to take a low-dose aspirin every day. And now, here we go
still
again.
Now.
With science. Yeah, right. So science back again, regurgitating or throwing up on its own advice. I think that's
what made me laugh is that yesterday when the, well, I think it was either yesterday or a couple of days ago, the story came out about this, about not using the low-dose aspirin anymore.
Right.
The same day that there was a story that came out that said people who take aspirin, if they are hospitalized for COVID, have a much better time of it. Something as basic as an aspirin, because, and we've talked about this here, a lot of the side effects of COVID include blood clot. I actually started taking, I'd never taken baby aspirin before in my life. I started taking it when I had COVID because of the risk of blood clots. But there was a study that came out that was not just the Jennifer Horn, I tried this at home study, and it was said that people who were given just a daily dose of aspirin in the hospital had a much lower chance of going on ventilators, much lower chance, you know, all the, like, their survival rate was, I think, up by like 43% to 47%. And so it's interesting that it came out on the same day when then all of a sudden they're like, but don't take it, don't do this at home, don't try it at home. And my thought is, do you think they're worried about people bleeding to death? I mean, because
it's a hemorrhage thing.
I mean,
and older people, and if you fall, older people, you know, you hear people who are in their 80s and 90s, you know, they fall and then they die. Like, that's the end of their life.
You get pneumonia.
Well, pneumonia makes more sense to me, but then the falling, and so a lot of them are on blood thinners already, and they're on aspirin, and and that gives you internal bleeding, and it makes everything so much more complicated.
Right. So when Ken Kronos, I want to give you the insight from the two doctors that I trust. You know, I was talking about the ladies and how their being here is so important. You don't get on this program unless you're good at what you do and unless we are friends, frankly, although most of the people that are my friends now that are on the program have developed that friendship as they've been on the program. But I'm very close to Jack, and I'm very close to Ken. Jack Stockwell, the chiropractor from Salt Lake City, who's on this program every week, and Ken Kronhaus as well, the cardiologist from Florida, who's been my cardiologist for 15 years, as long as I've known him. But he's a good general practitioner as well, a lot of common sense. Both of them have completely different ways of looking at medicine, but yet the competency that they bring to the conversation, I mean, you can listen, Jack's like a walking encyclopedia.
I call him the professor.
He really is.
I wish I had him to teach some sort of nutrition class or something, because he would have been like my favorite professor in college.
But he gets into the weeds, and I have to, every once in a while, he can tell when he's gone into the weeds and he's explaining something, and I'll do... Or I'll say, okay, Jack, enough of the weeds. But he and I were back and forth, and Ken's the same way. Ken's a researcher, and in addition to doing, he's got an MD degree and is highly touted in the cardiological world, but he also has a PhD in research. So he does a lot of research in his clinic in Florida, but it has to do with heart disease. So he's going to... And he didn't weigh in on this, which I found unusual, because he normally would send me an email or he'd call me up, because he has told me that I ought to be on a daily aspirin instead of, you know, after I had what some thought was a TIA a year ago, September, it turned out not to be that. But the neurologist said, well, keep taking your daily aspirin, whereas the guy from MGH, Mass General, said, no, you should be on Eliquis. And Ken thought I should be on Eliquis, too, until he found out it wasn't a TIA. And then he said, nah, the baby aspirin's fine. But normally, baby aspirin has been used for preventative reasons with people who are older, as you ladies were suggesting. But it was not considered, it wasn't as important as taking a baby aspirin after you've had an event. I don't think that guidance has changed, but... It has changed for those who, like me, have taken an aspirin, because I do have thicker blood. And
I think it's useful for people as on doctor's orders. I think there's just a lot of people, like Bayer has a baby dose. You know, there's companies who just have the small dose, and I think there's a lot of people probably like me after COVID who probably just put themselves on it going, well, it can't hurt, and then maybe they're getting themselves
Well, maybe that's
trouble.
Not true. So here's the thread... Back and forth with Jack. He started with this. When did he send it? Yesterday afternoon at 2:40, he sends me this note. Panel recommends older adults drop aspirin to prevent first heart attack. And his conversation or his comment after that was only what I've been saying for 40 years. Next, I ask him a question. Does that mean don't use it? He said, yes, that leads to hemorrhage. Then I said, don't forget about... Well, there was something else we were talking about. Then he goes on, I asked him about Eliquis.
Is this like someone reading their text message thread to someone else who's not in on the thread?
Okay. But this all applies to the aspirin thing. They are all anticoagulants. I asked him about Eliquis. Eliquis doesn't have an antidote in case of overdose. And so I said to him, so that means, and he's in response, with Eliquis, if you start to hemorrhage, there's no way to stop it. Which is a damning indictment of Eliquis, as far as I'm concerned. So then I asked, what about other blood thinners and aspirin? He said they are all poison to one degree or another. And then he talks about some of the stuff
that's
available.
Nice.
It's natural. aspirin is the bark of a tree, so not so bad. But
Jack actually told me a couple weeks ago when he and I were talking about my allergies, and he said, and I said, well, yeah, I've been taking a Zyrtec every day. He's like, you know, you really should stop doing that because, you know, he's like, that's really going right. He goes, it goes right to your liver, and he said, and that's ultimately poison. And he said,
what am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm transitioning to the all natural stuff that Standard Process makes. It's called Allerplex.
Yes.
And so I'm going to see how that goes. But then he said to me in that conversation, he goes, well, look, he goes, even a baby aspirin over time, it's poison to your liver. I mean, he's not wrong. I actually, I always Google a lot of stuff too, and that's true.
Well, that was when Ken said, you know, you have to, if you're going to go on Eliquis or even the aspirin, we got to make sure to take a blood test and know that your liver is functioning properly before you get on either one of them. So that's completely true, and they both agree on that. The liver is probably the most sensitive organ in your body. And if it's not working up to, you're going to have all kinds of problems. Not up to snuff, you're going to have all kinds of other problems. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. But this will give a lot of, this is going to bring a lot of people up short because they're going to ask, I'm going to ask the question now. Although, yes, he'll put me on something from Standard Process that'll help keep my blood from getting too thick. But that's why these things have become so popular, because they get older, your blood tends to thicken a little bit. And I've always prided myself whenever I give blood or whenever I've had a blood test, the coagulation is immediate. There's no bleeding.
You are such a strange person. You take so much joy in your health. Like you, I've never seen anyone who's like, I've got so much immunity.
I have such a strong immune system. I've never heard anyone brag about their immune system.
I love you. You're like, you know what, like listening to the Dodgers, you know, it's tough. It's tough getting up early because it's baseball playoff season. But I was watching the Dodger game last night because I was just laying in bed and feeling a little bit better. And they were talking about the confidence of a pitcher. And you know what? You have the confidence of a healthy person. Like, you just, you have
I
to,
think that's
to
part
be a pitcher,
of it. Your mental
you have
attitude,
to just know.
Right. If you're always feeling
like,
down emotionally or physically, you're going to be that. I think that's one of the reasons that I am as healthy as I am, because I have a good attitude toward most of this stuff. I think that's what, in part, you know, the spirit-mind-body connection is not a figment of somebody's imagination. Spiritually speaking, if you have, I think, your head on straight and understand what the universe is really all about, or try to understand what it's about, it's very difficult. But then, you know, you think about how that affects your mind and your ability to think things through clearly, and that your mind controls your body. If you don't have a healthy mind, man, you're going to have a messy body. And so a lot of people just get so, we have so many influences and distractions now in our lives that we can't really focus oftentimes on ourselves. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way. I just mean you got to know yourself before you, you know, stick your nose into other things. And I think that's very difficult for a lot of people to do, because they don't want to know who they are because it scares them. They don't want to know what the reality is. They want to know that the doctor tells them the doctor is the God. Well, the doctor isn't the God. The doctor is an expert in certain things, and he, based on what his research or what his experience in school is, will tell you, this is what I recommend. But that's why a lot of doctors don't, you know, they don't agree on stuff. And that's where these studies come from, because some doctors got together and said, hey, wait a minute, we got to really look at aspirin again. Because, and this is not, you can be sure that this was paid for by some legitimate, the study was paid for by some legitimate institution and not Bayer, because it isn't going to help Bayer's business at all. 18 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm Tom from the Kane Sock Company. At Kane 11, we've reimagined socks from the ground up. That's because we make them in 11 individual sizes for men and 7 for women. The moment you put them on, you know you're wearing something new. Comfort begins with fit. We use 5 key measurements nobody's ever done before. It'll transform your sock experience forever. And they're made right here in the USA. Kane set the bar for how socks should fit and feel. They're the most comfortable socks you'll ever wear. You wouldn't wear your shoes in a size 9 to 12 or one size fits all. But that's how you wear your socks. No more. At Kane, we make socks in your individual size. At Kane, there's a sock for everyone, from our year-round fine-gauge merino wool to our super soft micro-modal, and anything in between. Once you try a pair of Kane 11s, you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again. So go to Kane11.com. Use code Kane. Save 20% off your first order. Only available at Kane11.com, and we always ship for free. Walk the world with me.
Thank you. want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now here on the DJV program, it's time for Jay to bring us up to date with some of the gossipy sort of trending things, starting with Tim McGraw, who had something very weird sort of happened as the audience booed at him. What the heck was going on? Where'd Jay go?
I don't know. Sorry, I was coughing and I was still on mute. My bad.
Okay.
That dang cough is getting all of us.
Right.
Tim McGraw forgot some of the words to one of his songs, and he was getting heckled by some people, and he kind of, it visibly shook him. He definitely was triggered, and at one point he even kind of went up to the mockers. Before he went up to them, he was like, look, if you don't want to be here, just leave, and that wasn't enough. And then other people in the crowd were kind of yelling at Tim, like, keep singing. We're here to see you. Right. And later he addressed it during the show, saying that he's exhausted. He's filming the Yellowstone prequel. It's 1883, and he was filming for 48 hours straight. He's
tired.
Well,
that's a choice he makes. So
you punish your audience for that.
Exactly. Right. You agree to your bookings. You could have changed something. I'm sure he and his wife, Faith Hill, also a country singer, are the stars of this show. I'm sure you could have worked with the producers and directors to figure out, whichever was booked first, whether it was the concert or the filming, move the second one. Don't agree with this.
People pay so much money to sit that close
to the
stage.
This is bad on him.
I feel like these two, and I like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, but it seems like they are constantly getting into, like, scuffles with the audience. Remember, it was Faith Hill who, like, punch some lady for touching Tim McGraw.
That person grabbed his junk.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, why are they scuffling with the audience? I feel like they're out there like, all right, who's coming at me next?
Well, the weird thing is, so he forgot the words, and someone in the audience started heckling him for that? That's weird to me.
It was a couple, and I guess they were mocking him or something. You can't really see from the video.
Why would you mock someone that you like and that you've paid money to see? Like, I've been to a million concerts.
Today, Victoria. That's
so bizarre.
He's not the first person to forget the lyrics to his own song. Forgotten lyrics, and they always laugh it off, and a lot of times they'll just say, I forgot you sing it, and they point their mic right to the audience, and the audience starts chiming in.
I mean, Bono is notorious. Bono's notorious for forgetting lyrics. I've seen him probably 6 different concerts forget the song, and everybody laughs and goes along with it, and the whole audience picks up and starts singing. I mean, Coldplay, I've seen Chris Martin mess up lyrics, and he just has to laugh it off, and he says, oh, sorry, guys, and everybody sings along anyway. I don't understand why someone would take him to task on that. That's weird. But his reaction
and
was
his reaction
crazy.
Made it the whole thing yeah. even worse.
Okay.
Well, and
so
this
let's...
is very...
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, sorry, Jim.
No, I was just going to say, this was kind of reminiscent, or this reminded me of Mariah Carey when she was performing for the New Year's
she
Eve, and it was that whole it was that whole debacle, yeah. And she... whatever it was, the
blame
the,
Ryan Seacrest,
it was the wrong music
the
or
network.
Something. Yeah, and then, well, but then she made this comment. She was like, "I want a vacation too. Why don't I get to be off?" And it's like, you're the one that signed on to work. You didn't.
Yeah,
have
on
to,
New Year's
you
Eve.
Didn't have to perform. Yeah. You're not the only singer in the world.
Big babies. So let's juxtapose that to Tony Bennett, who has full blown dementia, and yet he remembers every word of every song that he ever
oh,
sung.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, give me a break. You guys, the over, whatever it is, whatever the right word is, the business
being
about
babies.
Celebrity, and yeah, I'm very important, and oh, I'm tired. You know, get lost. Especially if somebody paid $150 to see you screw up. That's on you, pal. And there are other people. I mean, I've been to, think about The Boss and how many songs he has in his catalog. He doesn't screw up. At least
he probably does.
Well, maybe
sure,
he does, but
yeah. But you know, you just keep going.
Some of the old concert guys, when they can't hit the notes anymore, Frankie Valli just sticks the microphone in the audience. You know, and okay, you'll sing the words because I know what they are, but I can't.
Neil
hit the
Diamond,
notes.
Same thing. Anyway,
yeah, right, exactly. So there's a big boo. I'm booing him myself. Boo to Tim McGraw, 28 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles City Council member Democrat Mark Ridley Thomas and the former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday on federal corruption charges over an alleged bribery scheme. The DOJ complaint says the politician is accused of supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments in exchange for his son Sebastian receiving substantial benefits in his previous role as an L.A. County supervisor. The Democrat is the third L.A. City Council member to face federal charges in 2 years. Some 10,000 unionized Deere and Company workers were on strike early Thursday after rejecting a contract proposal from the agriculture equipment manufacturer. The John Deere workers and negotiators for the UAW reached a deal on a proposal earlier this month. Only 90% of the union members voted against the agreement. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Captain James Tiberius Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, has boldly rocketed hundreds of thousands of feet above the West Texas Plains on Wednesday. After safely landing in the New Shepard capsule, he and Jeff Bezos shared a conversation that included the amazement of wonder.
You're going 2,000 miles an hour, so you're through 50 miles, and suddenly you're through the blue, and you're into black, and you're into, you know, it's mysterious and galaxies and things. But what you see is black. And what you see down there is light.
Welcome to space.
It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. And it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. The moment you see how the vulnerability of everything is so small. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get to the download, shall we? Everybody can download bits and pieces of this program, the DJV Show, by simply going to djvshow.com, wherever you get your podcast, the highlights of every day's program. And you can hear the whole program all day, every day as well, at djvshow.com. So as we listen to each other, as we hear what we're saying, there's a kind of a hush. The old, who did that song? Herman's Hermits? No. Somebody did. Phil, who did it? There's a kind of a hush. I want to say it was Herman's Hermits, but somebody in a group in the 60s. Another way of saying it is when we speak, people are listening. So it's important for us to sound like we know what we're talking about. Most of the time, I think we do. I may be more the folks on the program here, I tend to think that sometimes I get off on tangents and it doesn't sound like I know what I'm talking about. I feel confident that I do.
Like when you say, who plays the hush? Yeah.
But you're right, though. It is Herman's Hermits.
It was Herman's Hermits. Yeah, see the old disc jockey.
Good job.
Okay, so the focus on Shatner going into space brings us around to something you may or may not have heard about. There are strange radio waves coming from the Milky Way that are baffling experts in NASA, well, not only NASA, but in all of these, there's sort of a new business, a side business, studying the world of extraterrestrials. Was it yesterday we were talking about the difference between aliens and extraterrestrials, or somebody doesn't like the word
Demi
alien?
Lovato doesn't like the word alien.
Oh, that was it,
yeah.
Right, okay. Anyway, these unusual signals that are coming from the center of the Milky Way. So now, where most everybody knows, don't you think that people know, I hope, I don't know, who knows what they're teaching in science these days, but the Earth and the solar system we're in is pretty much in the we're in one of the outer extremes of the Milky Way galaxy, which is, from what scientists have been able to discover, one of the smallest, if not the smallest, galaxy. And yet, there are billions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy, and there are things, you know, it kind of reminds me of a scene from that movie Gerard Butler was in. I can't remember the name of it was, where they're beaming messages to another planet that supposedly is just like Earth. And then some beings from this planet follow that they track back on the signal, and they come and attack the planet. I mean, there's all these movies, there's like three or four movies that are coming out now. The trailers to them are horrible. The movies look awful. There's one with Angelina Jolie looks like, oof, what a horror show. And they always try to encapsulate, most of the time, unless it's Steven Spielberg, they capture what could be the most horrible scenario of beings that come from other planets. When in fact, I certainly like, you know, we all love E.T. as children and want to think that that's what is out there. Well, I'm sure there's a little of everything out there. And now they're trying to figure out what these signals are from this undiscovered stellar object. They're not even calling it a planet. It's just strange radio waves. They have never seen or heard anything like this before, ever. They can't seem to pinpoint where it's coming from, other than it's the center of the galaxy that we're in. We're in a corner of the galaxy, and these signals are coming. So think about, what does your imagination do? When you hear something like that, what does your imagination tell you? What do you think when you dig around and stuff like
this? I think someone's listening to the DJV show out there somewhere.
Well, that's very possible, because the radio waves that we use to get the signal around certainly are the only thing that restricts them is our atmosphere. The density of the atmosphere keeps the waves on a clear night. Ever done this? I remember as a kid. And a lot of people listening will remember this as well. I remember when I was about, I don't know, 7, 8 years old, I turned on the radio. We had a big old bulky radio that was in the den, and I loved listening to it. Turned it on, and I heard WGN in Chicago. I looked at my father and said, wow. So my father said, why don't you send them a letter? And I did. This is my first radio experience. I sent a letter to the station, and the general manager sent me a letter back thanking me for listening to the station as far away as I was. And then he told me that the signal hits 38 states or something like that. And that was the coolest thing. And then found out that WBZ in Boston, same thing. Clear channel station, 50,000 watts, hits 38 states, no sweat. But on a good night, you hear it better than on a cloudy night. Did you ever notice that? If you've ever done, nobody listens to AM radio anymore in your generation. Certainly in my generation, they do. As a matter of fact,
I do.
More. Yeah, you do, because you're on an AM radio station, and we are on, of the 400 and, well, we're just about to add a dozen stations. So let's say there's 420 stations that carry the various programs that I do. At least 70% of them are AM stations. And so this is, back to this particular undiscovered stellar object that is behind the waves. That's all that NASA can say, is it's an undiscovered object. So what does that make you think? What is out there? And why are we getting these signals? I've heard many times before when you study these, because they get these signals all the time, and they can sort of pinpoint using the Hubble spacecraft or some of these other things that have gone out, Voyager, to map the universe. They can kind of figure where where the stuff is coming from. Anyway, the object's brightness varies. They can see it, apparently. And it's like a light switch, this guy who's the fellow at the University of Sydney School of Physics who did the discovery, says like a light switch that switches on and off. The strangest property, he says, of this new signal is that it has a very high polarization. That means its light oscillates in one direction only. The direction rotates with time. And we've never seen anything like this. So they're getting signals from space that are both visual and auditory. It's like from a pulsar.
Ooh. Whoa, there it is right now.
Good timing. Timing. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
We're reaching out to you, Doug.
Yes, reaching out to me is right. All right, so anyway, I guess I'm... Am I the only one fascinated with that? I guess I'm...
No, I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. All right, how about
stop
we go
that? You're freaking me out.
No, all right. All right, well, I want to talk about what the IRS is doing after this.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
Oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention, the completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Okay, so I was 43 after the hour, now that I've had my private conversation with one of my friends. I never bring, see, this is why I don't bring the iPhone into the studio. And Victoria's going to say, well, you can put it on
mute.
Turn
the ringer off.
Yeah, see, there
it,
I
it
what,
works.
Was that
it's
predictable?
It's literally one flip of a switch. It's really
you know, it's funny, when I do this show, though, I don't bring it in either because it vibrates my desk. I notice even when I have it, like I need to turn the vibrational thing off. But, yeah, it's weird. I don't do this. I don't do it either.
Okay,
world can be is that why when I text you during the show,
it's like
and I
14
say, wow,
hours
off
later?
Off
yeah. Yeah.
You what? You
40 minutes
wait
later,
a minute.
I'll be like, yeah, you're
hold
right.
on a second. Victoria, you're texting Jennifer that I'm off my rocker? Is that what's
no,
going
she's
on?
She's kidding. She's saying hypothetically. Wink, wink.
Yeah, right. I'm glad Jay is not that disrespectful. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, Jay, you're welcome, we're all
there.
On the same thread.
Perfect.
Throw right, so everyone anyway. Under the bus. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. So
all for one and one for all.
Thank you, the Three Musketeers and me. And hold on a second. I
yeah,
like
Phil
that
is definitely in our four Musketeers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like Charlie's Angels and Bosley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, anyway, back to the IRS. So, one of my friends is
talk
the...
Talk about Phil.
President. Yeah.
Talk about the IRS.
Yeah.
I thought we were still on aliens.
No, well, I think we've... I made the point about the aliens. Don't you think it's really... What do we... You know, that's the information. Now, you do with it what you want. Do you believe in extraterrestrial life? I certainly do.
Well, here's the question, then. Would you ever want to make contact? Like, a lot of people believe
they've had
an interaction. They've been taken to a ship. They've been probed or whatever.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure if you've been to Congress, you've had contact already.
Right. Yeah. So, it seems bizarre, and yet it's not. There's so much that we don't understand. We think of ourselves as being so smart, and we really aren't. We're not that. When you talk with somebody who's worldly, worldly means you understand what's going on in the world. Not the world is not the planet. The planet is the planet Earth. The world is the world, everything. It's the universe, the world, and it's very complex.
Well, and it makes you feel small when you realize how big everything is, space and everything. We get so caught up in just doing our own lives that it's a good reminder that we're just a little tiny piece of it.
Okay, so anyway, the IRS, speaking of a little piece of it, the bank business, the bankers, the banker organizations, I have a friend who's president of my bank, as a matter of fact, I'm having lunch with him today. One of the things that's on their plate, pardon the pun, is this huge incursion. The banking industry is up in arms, and they're pushing hard back at Biden and the administration with all of this IRS stuff. The bank president told me, I think I knew this anyway, he's had to hire 6 people in the past 2.5 years to just do the compliance stuff required by all the new regulations from the federal government. Now, along comes the IRS, and they're going to require more compliance to track every single deposit, every single transaction that's over $600, so that they can get their pound of flesh. In the meantime, that, according to Mark, the president of the bank, it's 3 more people that he has to pay $60,000, $70,000 a year to that come completely off the bottom line. There's no return for this. The banking regulators, both state regulators and federal regulators, have made it so difficult that these people who have the smaller banks, even though this one is a successful one, it forces them, and this is really the hideous part of this, it forces them to join in with bigger banks. So we have no more small banks. We have bigger banks eating up the small banks, and then the bigger yet banks are eating up the big banks, so that we are now back around to Citibank, Chase, and how many others, the big Bank of America. And that's it. It's like the same business with the food industry. It's the same everywhere. And people need to be brought up short as to what this may be the most incursion you have ever seen in your life into your private matters, private business, all in the name of collecting more money so they can waste more money. Who is it that's standing up and saying, this is enough, we've got to take control of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in federal spending? Nobody's doing that. These people are it's like it was their money. They're so greedy. They want to spend. Yeah. It's important to have federal and local programs that help people, but my God, it's out of control. And the IRS, the bankers, they're not going to stand for this.
How are they spending the money? I mean, I think this is the thing that's making people crazy, is that they keep asking, instead of managing things better, people are being asked for more and more and more and more money. And so then at what point are we getting the return on our services? And is anybody being held accountable?
No. And so they want more, more, more. And that's why Biden's approval rating is in the tank, frankly. And the bankers, they're not going to stand for this. You can be sure of that. And we shouldn't either. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly discussion of your automobile. It's car talk in a sense because our man Nick Miles is a car talker. He's a car talker. Talking about
yes,
cars.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, so let's see what the headlines are this week. Audi is bullish on hybrid radio. A lot of people in the radio business are angry at some of the manufacturers because they're not even putting AM on the dial. Some of them not even putting FM radios into cars, which seems to be, I don't know, it's a sticky wicket, I guess maybe. And why not put all forms of audio? Isn't it prejudicial to not put as, well, young people don't want them. Well, who the hell's buying the cars? The young people the only ones buying the cars? No.
There's two reasons. One is that, and you're not going to like this, Doug, AM radios don't work in electric cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's static? You mean it interferes with the signal?
Yeah. The way the electricity works in vehicles, they're unable to get an AM signal into an electric car. So you will never find an electric car that has an AM radio. If it's a battery electric car, it will not have an AM signal in it. And I researched this. Mini were trying to get AMs into their cars and electric cars, and they couldn't. And they eventually found out you can't be done. Not under the science that we use currently. There may be some science out there that can do it.
Got to be a filter, it would seem to me, somewhere. It's pretty outrageous because now they're trying to digitalize AM so it sounds like FM, but the signal still would be delivered the same way it's always been delivered, and that would keep it. I didn't know. I had no idea. That's very interesting. I'm glad you told me that. Another reason not to buy an electric car. as far as I'm concerned.
And the other reason is I think what they're going to try and do in the future is make all radio much easier to get, so you don't have to tune a radio in, but just get kind of digital signal where you just and then Doug Stefan would be available, the DJ V show would be available just by pushing a button, and it would find the signal wherever you were in the world.
Like that.
Yes. Yeah, so
when does that start?
They're going to sort of make everything a little more modern, a little easier. They have a way of fractionalizing radio signals to make them digital. And I think that's coming in the future. Okay. So old-fashioned FM and AM signals might be some of the past, something of the past.
Aha. All right, we're talking about electric cars here. You've been driving a new Mercedes electric car. What's your review?
It's the EQS, and it has a lot of unnecessary things on it, but they are sure a lot of fun. You can close the doors by just putting your foot on the brake. So you get in and in the driver's seat, and you just put your foot on the brake, and the door closes automatically.
Doesn't that require a chip?
Well, everything requires a chip, including me, Doug, and we have to hope that that's going to end. But it is helpful when you've had just that extra plate of fries before you get in the car after dinner, and you just can't reach over and pull the door in. You just have to put your foot on the brake, and it closes automatically. The thing is, then you, of course, have to put your greasy hands on the steering wheel. But they haven't figured that one out quite yet. But it is an amazing, amazing vehicle. By my calculations, they're saying that they should get somewhere in the low 300s, I think, for fuel on a single charge.
What is it going to cost?
Over $100,000. So we got that to play with. But I'm calculating to get over $400,000 of single range. So I think they're wrong by doing my math. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I've been wrong once in my life before.
Does Tesla make its own chips? I see that they sold 241,300 cars in the third quarter, while most of the other car makers saw big drops because they can't get chips. So how come Tesla sells more and everybody else sells less?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, Tesla no manufacturer makes their own chips. But remember, and I say this with an air of caution, Tesla are very buddy-buddy with our friends or those people over the ocean in China. They do a lot of trading.
Another reason not to buy a Tesla, then it gets. So that's it. Let's keep. General Motors, Ford, all these people saw like a 30% drop in sales the last year, although they're selling more used cars. I don't know where the used cars are coming from. I had somebody offer me, I've got a 2010 LR4 that I kind of, I like the car, but it's getting to the point where it does what the Range Rovers do, or Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Yep.
So somebody offered me at the CarMax a price that was silly, but they want the cars. Right?
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Far away. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com, here on the DJB program at 59 past the hour.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.